First started playing pool when I was 15 at my local pub called the Tricorn, which is like across the road from my house. I wasn't really allowed at first to go in a pub with me being underage, but Dave like made an exception, providing I went in like after school, providing like I didn't drink and basically just played pool on the tables. I was quite lucky really that I had the manager behind me. I used to play about 2 hours a day at first, and my mum and dad sometimes come over with me, and basically took off from there really. Went into my first competition, which was the Breaker Pool Northwest. I didn't think really I had a chance at first, but everyone was saying, oh, you'll do well. And I actually won the competition 3 years on the run without losing one frame.
It's 1985 and Susan Thompson has just taken up pool. In a few years, she'll be so good that she'll want to turn professional, but the exclusively male governing body will repeatedly reject the application. This is the story of Susan, her parents and their campaign.
It was Tuesday afternoon and I'd gone to the bingo with me other daughter, and just before the end of the bingo, I was asked to go to the phone. There was an important phone call. When I went to the phone, it was my husband to say that my young son had been knocked over in a car accident. At the time, we didn't know how bad he was or anything. So I come running home. One of the neighbours took me to the hospital and he was in a really bad way. He had a fractured skull, broken femur. Oh, all his face was all cut open. He had stitches everywhere, lost all his teeth. He was in hospital for 7 weeks. It was just the second week that he was in when Sue was to play in Blackpool at the Tower for this national championship. He pleaded with Sue to go and win it for him. So Sue said, well, I'll go and do me best. And he was allowed out for the finals. He had two walking sticks and he went running on when Sue won it, with his two little walking sticks, and oh, he threw his arms round her, and you know, everybody was just that pleased that she'd done it, mostly for him.
It took me 5 years to actually turn professional. I'd won like men's competitions, and obviously they're saying I wasn't good enough. It was basically an excuse really, because I was a woman and they're not used to seeing a woman play like me. And obviously I kept fighting it and fighting it, and my mum and dad pushed me.
We were behind Sue all the way. Well, it was us that really forced her to go to the equal opportunities and take the professionals to a tribunal. I mean, Sue was just going to pack pool in and say, that's it, but we were behind her all the way and we forced her into doing it.
When she played the final, she played another professional and he was ranked 2 at the time and she beat him 3-0.
She'd won 5 men's tournaments and she knew she was good enough to play against professional men. Every time she applied to be a professional, they'd write back saying, you're not good enough, you're not good enough. And then Sue would write back and say, well, I've won more than, say, Joe Bloggs, but you've give it to him.
In 1991, which was the last year I applied to become a professional, like, I just had enough of being refused. I just couldn't take it anymore. Everyone was saying, like, you're well good enough, and they banned me from ladies' tournament, saying I was too good there. I just couldn't take it anymore, so I had to, like, go and fight them. And it wasn't just myself, really, as a player. It affected all the family. Like, my mum and dad were up all hours in the morning writing letters and basically trying to take that a lot of pressure off me. But obviously, when you're sitting up in a courtroom and in a tribunal, like, talking about it all day, it just did me head in.
They said she's not good enough, she hasn't got the temperament, and you're making excuses up and saying she wasn't that good for the game, for the professionals. But they were allowing lads that had never won a tournament because they look nice in a suit and all like that, and that upset us for 5 years. So in the end, like, we had to go to the tribunal.
I was very, very saddened. It gave me no incentive to play pool. It was down to, like, Anne-Marie and Louise, my parents, that basically did push me back into it, because I was just devastated. You know, it was my ambition to become a professional and they wouldn't let me because I was basically a woman and I was beating most of the top men, professionals, and they didn't understand why. They started banning me from ladies' tournaments, saying I was too good to play in them. And then when I wanted to turn professional, they said I wasn't good enough, so it was like me banging my head against a brick wall.
Equal opportunities, paid for all the expenses. Well, I just couldn't believe the attitude of them, saying she wasn't good enough. At the tribunal, I mean, she could have got thousands off them. They were going to award her about 8,000 for her ill feelings. That was for 5 years. And so many thousand on top of that, which I think was about 15,000. But Sue didn't want the money. She said, if I take that, it'll probably finish the organisation. So she just let it go. She didn't want the money. All she wanted was a professional ticket off them to say that she could play in their organisation.
I was just delighted. You know, it was probably a big sigh of relief, really, when they actually said it was sex discrimination for 5 years. And they had to be awarded quite a lot of money in court, and didn't actually go to court for money. I went to court for my rights as a professional.
A granddad was a brilliant snooker player. He used to play against John Spencer, Freddie Davis in the old days. Unfortunately, he died before he could see Sue playing. You know, I always said, like, well, she must take after her granddad to be as good as what she is.
Well, this is my favourite one. It's made of wood. It's nothing really special, but it's the first trophy that she ever won. To me, that's so special. It was, like, in the pub competition. I think it was a mixed doubles. Anyway, they were getting beat 2-0, and they come back and won 3-2. That's the first time I ever seen her play. I was proud of her, you know, that night.
This trophy is the one that she won when she played against the 800 men in Great Yarmouth, which is her best achievement. She's also got 6 records for the Guinness Book of Records because she holds the Wales speed pool record. She's also...
I want to be the best. I want to be the best ever, and people will remember me as like the best lady player ever.
But why do you need to be remembered?
Basically to prove a point that it's not a male-dominated sport. There's no physical strength involved. Obviously, to be up there with the men is a great achievement, really.
But why being better than the men? Why is that important to you?
Because it's a male-dominated sport, basically. Obviously, like, everyone sees it as if you go down the pub and have a game of pool, you're only going to find men there, which I suppose every time I picked my cue up, I suppose I was quite annoyed and really wanting to do well, just to basically prove a point to them.
She's also the European champion, which she won this one in Barcelona. She's also the Cosmopolitan Lady winner of Sports Achievement. I have to clean them all. Hard work, but it's worth it. There's not many parents who's got over 200 trophies.
My mum and dad were unemployed, and they used to give me like 50 pence to go over to the pub with. For me to practice, obviously, it was 50 pence a game. And I used to play like winner stays on. So obviously I'd go over and like about maybe 10 minutes afterwards when I first started playing, I'd be back over, lend me another 50 pence. And in the end, it got to like £2 a night. And my mum said, oh, you know, we can't afford you going over practicing. You'll have to start winning. So I went over like, you know, a couple of nights after that, and just was determined like to stay on like without spending, like coming home, asking for more money. And then a couple of times I'd come home and say, oh, mum, is your 50p back? And she'd go, well, how come, like I said, I won all night, I stayed on the table, like, and no one could beat me. And I think that's probably what's made me into a stronger player, really. You know, obviously, having to come home and ask my mum and dad all the time for money, it was quite hard. So I had to go over, really, to the tri-corner and make sure I won every game I played.
I was a barmaid, so used to come in 10 years ago, practice on the tables, in the pool room, beat everyone, it's pay normal. And she's never altered, have you, love? Still beating them now? Fantastic girl. Really, really good girl. She's never altered.
She's going to beat me. That's a certainty. She's stopped me getting the red in the pockets.
Got to go for the long yellow in the corner pocket.
Well, what do the men say about her, though?
Frightened of her. As far as playing pools with her, they can say, you know, they go, oh, hey, Sue, move away from the table, because they know that she'd beat them. And a man doesn't like to be beat, does he, let's be honest.
In the back room there was 3 pool tables, and she used to walk through everyone, except for me. I used to beat her all the time.
What did the people say, though?
They didn't say anything. They just used to sit there and watch her. Left-handed woman playing, and she was nice to watch.
One time when we were in here, she put her money down on the table and she betted some man that she could win in £10 playing with one arm behind her back, and she did, and we were all cheering for her and everything. And he just walked off, he was just disgusted with himself.
You know, it's down to the lads of the pool team as well that really supported me, got me where I am today. You know, they're the ones who give me all the confidence. Obviously, with me mum and dad being unemployed, money was quite hard. It was down to the lads who all chipped in and, you know, paid for their coaches, and obviously, like, having a van that take me around to me competitions, like, from Manchester and Preston. I said, you know, and it's down to themselves, really, where I am today.
Well, I think you've got to respect her. I mean, she's a good player. You know, I think fellas think it's our sport, but when you get a girl like her, then she is a good player. She's brilliant.
We used to think, why couldn't she play? We thought there was just a load of knobs that wouldn't let her play, because they were probably frightened of getting beat by a woman.
Sue carries her granddad's photograph round in a pool case everywhere she goes, and she always says, granddad's looking down at me, he'll watch over me, and if she's been getting beat somehow or other, she always seems to pull it back and she wins.
When we went to the big competitions, you know, the players were unbelievable. And when Sue seen them, she was shaking her head saying, never be as good as them. We said, well, if you practice, you'll be as good as them. And she used to do 8 hours on a table nearly every day.
My pool table's actually got a blue cover on it, which goes over the top of the table. It's actually a 7x4 green table. It's actually in my front room, around the telly and all my trophies, around the settee. There's not much room, really, for like my family, like really, to see the television and that, but as long as my table's here, I don't really mind. I'm lucky, really, I have my own telly upstairs, so I'm a bit spoilt, really.
We get neighbours coming in, they say, God, how can you see the television? Big pool table in the middle. So, well, we don't mind as long as it helps Susan to practice, keeps her on top form. But like I say, everyone thinks we're crazy because you can't really move in the living room with that there, you know.
It's ideal for me practice. You know, if you want to be the best, you've got to carry on practicing, like, over the years.
My job is to set them up for her, so she's ready to break as soon as I set them up. Now, before we start, we have to push the couch out into the other room and the two chairs, and then we have to put the what we call the shutters up. That's putting two pieces of cardboard over the glass cabinets, counter the ball comes off the table and smashes the glass.
They can play all day and all night, it doesn't bother me, just as long as I've got my little chair in the corner and my knitting needles, and you know, I'm happy, doesn't bother me, doesn't put me out at all. You know, I'd have two stuck in the living room just as long as she can carry on practicing and just be the number one, the top.
A lot of people think it's just picking the cue up, but it's your attitude and temperament. You know, basically, it's a lot of things that come around to being a good pool player, and you know, I didn't believe in myself as a good player. It was my attitude, really, as what I believed in myself. So I had all the support from people from the Tricorn and my parents and, like, my close friends, Anne-Marie and Louise, and quite a few of them that all got behind me.
Well, I think if you're good enough, you should be able to play anybody, you know. After all, it's only a game.
It is unusual, especially, like, for a girl, because I've always thought it's been a man's game, but it's just one of them things that, you know, she wants to do, and other girls like to be a nurse or maybe, you know, shop assistants, but all Sue ever wanted from when she first started playing was to be a professional pool player, and she stuck out, she held her guns, and she finally achieved it.
Basically, I'm the best, really, in my mind, you know, but obviously you got to do your talking on the table. You know, when I go through my mind, I really do enjoy playing the game, not giving your opponents a shot. Just basically want to go on the table and win.
Well, I think it was me and the wife that made it, you know, carry on, really. We kept saying, don't give in, you know, don't give in to them. And in the end, we beat them, didn't we?
Yeah, we beat them.
What it says is they just can't believe that Sue can play. Because she's a lady, they can't believe the way she plays. And they don't like getting beat by a woman. And that's what it says, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, she's that good, and they just won't believe that she can beat them.